Thank you for downloading this Chaplaincy podcast from our Advent and Christmas series. Each podcast consists of a short reading, a 2 to 3 minute thought, and a piece of music, some of which has been specially produced for us. For more podcasts, please go to our Chaplaincy webpage at uhmbt.com/services/chaplaincy. We hope that you enjoy having a little time to think. Merry Christmas.
The reading. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. We begin now to move into the Christmas story itself. What is it about babies that brings hope? This is a very genuine question. I know that we can say that new life gives hope, but let's be honest, we all started out as babies, and if we're really honest, we've all had our moments and got our warts. The worst of us, as well as the best of us, started out as babies. Perhaps it's the knowledge of our own warts and all that doesn't so much give us hope at the birth of a child, but gives us a desire for hope. It is this desire that is the key. Human beings are creatures of desire. And at one very profound level, these desires tell us something about what it means to be a human being. Yes, we desire survival, food, drink, shelter. We also desire awareness, the need to look at the moon or a sunset. We desire belonging, intimacy, friendship, courage to live. We thirst for life. When we see a newborn, it awakens within us all the desires and longings of the human heart that this child will grow up with. We see in a newborn child a kindred spirit, and we see it at one level as unsullied, unspoilt. Trying to satisfy our desires and needs may have led us to strange and uncomfortable places. This child is yet to search, and so bears no scars. Yet there is a deeper calling. Remembering the birth of my own children, I remember sensing the weight of responsibility of knowing that the way that I brought them up would have a profound effect on the way they would cope with their own desires and needs, creatively or destructively. Mary must have thought the same. What a responsibility. And yet this child is not just a child of hope because of human desire, but because as God incarnate, God born as a human being, or Emmanuel, meaning God with us, he's not just a reflection of human desire, but its fulfilment. He is the one who is with us, for us, and who can give us the security, the friendship, the courage, the satisfaction of the thirst for life that we feel. He is indeed, as Christians claim, a child of hope.
King of the nations, come embrace and unify the human.